This is Season 6, Episode 9, Using GPT for Real-Time Decision Support. In the last episode, we explored how to customize GPT's personality and brand voice to ensure consistent communication. Now we'll focus on how to use GPT for decision-making support, helping you analyze options and make informed business choices. By the end of this episode, you will know how GPT can assist in real-time decision-making, how to structure prompts for business analysis and recommendations, how to use GPT to compare options, summarize key insights, and guide strategic decisions. Let's get started. Step 1, how GPT can assist in decision-making. While GPT doesn't make decisions for you, it can be a valuable tool for summarizing key information quickly, condensing reports, meeting notes, and industry insights, comparing different options, listing pros and cons of different strategies, tools, or investments, generating possible solutions, offering creative ideas and structured approaches to business challenges, predicting potential risks and benefits, highlighting factors that might impact success. For example, if you're considering whether to invest in a new marketing tool, GPT can provide a summary of the tool's features and benefits, a comparison with other options on the market, potential risks, and expected ROI. This structured analysis helps streamline your decision-making process. Step 2, structuring prompts for business analysis. To get useful insights, you need to ask GPT the right way. Instead of saying, "Should I launch a new product?" try, "Analyze the pros and cons of launching a new product in your industry. Consider costs, market demand, potential risks, and long-term benefits." The more specific your prompt, the more relevant GPT's response will be. Other useful business prompts. Compare the benefits and drawbacks of hiring in-house marketing staff versus outsourcing to an agency. Summarize key trends in your industry and how they might impact business growth. List 5 potential risks of expanding into a new market and how to mitigate them. By structuring prompts effectively, you ensure GPT provides insightful, actionable answers. Step 3, using GPT to compare options and find the best fit. Decision-making often involves choosing between multiple options. For example, if you're selecting a CRM tool, GPT can help by, first, listing key features of each option, second, highlighting strengths and weaknesses, third, providing a recommendation based on business needs. Example prompt, compare HubSpot, Salesforce, and Zoho CRM for a small business. Focus on cost, ease of use, scalability, and integration with email marketing tools. Provide a recommendation based on a budget of $500 per month. This allows you to quickly weigh options without extensive manual research. Step 4, summarizing data for quick decision-making. GPT can help process large amounts of information by summarizing reports, customer feedback, and competitor analysis. Example prompt, summarize this report on customer behavior trends in 200 words. Focus on key insights that could impact our marketing strategy. Other useful applications, summarizing meeting minutes. Highlight the key takeaways and action points from this meeting transcript. Analyzing survey responses. Summarize common themes and customer feedback based on this survey data. Reviewing competitor strategies. Summarize the pricing and features of our top 3 competitors. By reducing time spent analyzing data, GPT helps you focus on making informed decisions faster. Step 5. Using GPT to identify risks and opportunities. Before making a decision, it's important to consider risks and opportunities. Example prompts, list 5 potential risks of launching an online course and how to mitigate them. Identify the biggest challenges in scaling an e-commerce business and possible solutions. What are 3 key trends shaping the future of remote work? By running risk-benefit analyses, GPT helps businesses make proactive strategic decisions. Example prompts for real-time decision support. First, for business strategy, try this. Analyze the advantages and disadvantages of switching from a subscription-based model to a one-time payment model. Second, for financial planning, try this. Compare the financial impact of hiring 2 new employees versus outsourcing specific tasks to freelancers. Third, for competitor analysis, try this. Summarize how our top 3 competitors approach customer acquisition and retention. Fourth, for marketing insights, try this. List three emerging marketing trends in your industry and how we can apply them to our business. Fifth, for investment decisions, try this. Compare the expected return on investment between launching a new product and expanding into a new market. These prompts help structure decision-making with clear insights. Now it is time for your action task. Step 1. Choose a current business decision you are working on. Step 2. Use GPT to generate analysis, comparison, or risk assessment related to that decision. Step 3. Evaluate whether GPT's response helps clarify the best course of action. Step 4. Refine the prompt to get even more precise insights. Step 5. Use GPT's response as a guide, but verify data before making final decisions. By the end of this task, you will have used GPT as a decision support tool to enhance strategic thinking. Next time, we will explore how to train GPT with company-specific knowledge to make it a true expert in your business. We'll cover how to add training materials, FAQs, and internal documents to improve GPT's accuracy and efficiency. If you want a GPT that truly understands your business, don't miss the next episode.